In my life, there has been no episode more inspiring in the Torah than that of Akedas Yitzchak. Happens to be Parshas Vayera's my bar mitzvah sedra, so it's something very special and close to my heart. But the end of Parshas Vayera, Akedas Yitzchak, teaches us such lessons of life, such depth in being a true Eved Hashem. And I want to share an insight I saw this year that I haven't stopped thinking about. The very beginning of that Akedah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avram, he's going to test him, and the Pesukim begin, Ve'elokim nisas Avram, Vayomer elav Avram, Vayomer hineni. Perchav Bey is Pasuk Aleph. The Hashem is going to test Avram, he says, Vayomer elav Avram, he says to him, Avram, Vayomer hineni, and Avram answers, hineni, behold, I'm here. And then he tells him, Vayomer kachnas bincha. Those words, Vayomer elav Avram, Vayomer Yineni are completely superfluous. They're unnecessary. Could have just said, Ve'elokim nisas Avram. Hashem tested Avram. Vayomer, and he said, Kachnas bincha, take your son. Why this introduction, Vayomer elav Avram, Vayomer Yineni? And more so, we have to ask, because a few psukim later, Perchav Beis Pasuk Yud Aleph, when the Malach comes and tells Avram, basically not to shecht his son, the Pasuk says, Vayikra Elav Malach, Hashem min Hashemayim, a Malach of Hashem from heaven called Avram, Vayomer Avraham Avraham Vayomer Hineni. And there he had to say his name two times. Vayomer Avram Avram Vayomer Hineni, he said, behold, I'm here. And he tells him, Atishlach Yerchal Anar V'ataslu Mama, not to shecht his son. But here, first of all, there's an introduction of Vayikra Elav Malach. The Malach has to first call him before he tells him what to do, before he says anything to him. Vayikre lav Malach, he calls him, which we don't find initially by the initial test from Hashem, it's just Vayomer lav. And here also we find it twice, Avram, Avram. When Hashem speaks to Avram, it's just Avram one time, Vayomer hineni. So why the addition of Vayikre lav Malach by the Malach? Why did the Malach first have to call him? And why is it saying his name two times when HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving him the Yisayans only one time? So Hail Ge'igu Dechala, the Bnei Yisachar, he explains so beautifully. And he says that when you feel very close to someone, and you love someone, and you trust someone deeply, you're always looking and ready to do for them. You're ready to do for them immediately. And even if they just whisper to you to do something, immediately you're running to do it no matter what it is. So here we have the Eibishter, the Ribbono Shel comes to Avram Avinu. And it wasn't going to matter whatever he tells him to do. It just says, Vayomer Elav. Vayomer, we know, Vayomer, Amar, is Lashon Rach, is a soft language. And he only says Avram one time. And Avram immediately, Vayomer Hineni, here I am ready to serve you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whatever you want, tell me to jump, how high? But then, after Avram goes, and just as he initially says hineni, he continues, Vayashkem Avram Boker, he gets up early in the morning, Vayachavosh Eschamoro, and he's ready, and he's running, Bezrizus, to perform the Maisa that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving him to do, even though it was to shecht his own son, shecht his own 37-year-old son we love so dearly, who he's promised, Kibi Yitzchak Karl Chazara, he would be a leader of a nation, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, to do hineni, even in a soft manner, even saying Avram one time. And he's in the middle of doing that avodah, he's serving the Ribbono Shel'olam, in order to get him out of that, in order to get him away from that serving and doing for the one he loved. So the Malach has to call out strongly with Lashon Vayikra. He has to call him, and he says, Avram, Avram, a couple times. Because Avram wasn't going to stop serving Hashem unless you literally knock him out of that avodah that he was in the middle of. And it took a lot. By Yikra, it took a calling, and it took saying his name two times, Avram, Avram, in order to get him away from that avodah and to help him recognize he's not supposed to be doing that and not to shecht Yitzchak Avinu. Incredible, if you think this was not just any ma'isa, but it was literally going to be to shecht his son, to do Akedas Yitzchak. But when it's for Hashem, immediately he's ready to do it by Yomei Neni. And to stop doing it, he needs to be called, he needs to be screamed at, Avram, Avram. Because that was the type of Eved Hashem Avram was. And that's teaching each and every one of us, as we are all children of Avram Avinu. We're all descendants of Avraham Avinu. So to an hour of Avodas Hashem, we should always be ready and prepared and wanting to serve Hashem. And all Hashem should have to do is to whisper to us and say one time, I'm ready to serve you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm always looking to serve you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm looking to daven. I'm looking to learn. I'm looking to do chesed. I'm running. That's my avodah. That's what I'm excited to do all day long. And when we're in the middle of davening, and we're in the middle of learning, it shouldn't be, oh, I feel in my pocket, I feel my phone buzzing immediately, I gotta take it out and look what's going on, chas v'sholom. It should take mamish a scream to get us away from avodas Hashem. It should take a scream to get us away from learning Torah, away from davening, away from doing a chesed, whatever the avodah is. We should be so into it, because we're serving the Rabbonu Shel Olam, we're serving someone we love, someone we're so close to. It has to take a lot to get us away from there. Shouldn't be so easy. Shouldn't be that immediately, I have something else to do, I'm running away, chas v'sholom. When I'm in the middle of avodas Hashem, in the middle of davening, learning chesed, whatever it might be, that's where my heart is. And it has to take a lot to get us away from there. Just like Avraham Avinu, Mirtz Hashem, we should be zoyche to follow in the footsteps of Avraham Avinu. And Shah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should be loving what type of Eved Hashem we want to be. And we zoyche only simcha and bracha. Everyone should have a Heilige Shabbos Kodesh, full of simcha and full of bracha.